Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The First Time Mom's Pregnancy Handbook, A Week-by-Week Guide from Conception Through Baby's First 3 Months by Bryn Hunt Palmer, is a practical pregnancy and early postpartum guide written for first-time mothers who want clear, manageable information without the overload of a large medical encyclopedia. The book organizes pregnancy from conception through the baby's first 3 months into a week-by-week format, helping readers understand fetal development, common symptoms, key appointments, and preparation steps at each stage. Its purpose is not to replace medical care, but to make the pregnancy journey easier to follow and less intimidating by presenting evidence-based guidance in a direct, accessible way. The book also extends beyond birth itself, giving attention to postpartum recovery, newborn care, and the transition into early motherhood. That combination of pregnancy planning and early postpartum support is a major part of its appeal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, week-by-week structure turns a long pregnancy into manageable milestones. One of the book's defining strengths is its weekly organization, which breaks a long and often uncertain process into smaller, understandable stages. For first-time mothers, pregnancy can feel abstract and difficult to track, especially when information is presented in broad trimester summaries. By focusing on weekly milestones, the book gives readers a concrete way to orient themselves around fetal development, bodily changes, and upcoming appointments. This structure matters because it supports planning as well as reassurance readers can see what is typical for the current stage, instead of trying to absorb every possible issue at once. It also makes the book practical as a reference, since a reader can return to the relevant week rather than rereading unrelated sections. The format reflects a clear educational purpose to reduce overwhelm by presenting only the information that is most relevant at the moment. Secondly, evidence-based guidance is used to reduce anxiety and confusion. The book positions itself as a trustworthy alternative to the many conflicting opinions that surround pregnancy advice online and in casual conversation. Rather than leaning heavily on anecdote or opinion, it emphasizes evidence-based information that can help readers make informed decisions. This is especially important for first-time mothers, who often encounter contradictory recommendations about diet, exercise, symptoms, testing, and labor preparation. The book's value lies in filtering that noise into guidance that is easier to evaluate and act on. Its tone is supportive without being sensational, which helps distinguish it from content that amplifies fear or uncertainty. In practical terms, evidence-based framing encourages readers to approach pregnancy as a series of informed choices rather than a sequence of emergencies. That does not eliminate uncertainty, but it gives structure to it and can make the entire experience feel more navigable. Thirdly, pregnancy care is treated as both physical and emotional preparation. A notable feature of the book is that it does not reduce pregnancy to symptoms and checkups alone. It also recognizes the emotional dimension of becoming a mother for the first time, including anxiety, uncertainty, and the mental adjustment that accompanies pregnancy and childbirth. This broader framing is useful because early pregnancy guides often focus too narrowly on fetal growth or medical milestones, leaving readers without support for the emotional side of the experience. By addressing well-being alongside physical development, the book treats pregnancy as a full transition rather than just a biological event. That perspective is reinforced by attention to planning, self-monitoring, and confidence building. The effect is to make the reader feel that personal readiness matters alongside medical readiness. For many first-time mothers, that balance is important because it acknowledges that emotional clarity can influence how confidently they move through appointments, decisions, labor planning, and the postpartum period. Fourthly, labor and birth planning are presented as preparation, not prediction. The book includes guidance on creating a birth plan and preparing for labor, but it does so in a realistic way that emphasizes preparation rather than rigid control. This distinction is important because first-time mothers often approach labor with either excessive fear or unrealistic expectations. A useful birth guide should help readers identify preferences, understand options, and think ahead about support and decision-making without implying that delivery can be fully scripted. The book's approach appears to fit that need by encouraging practical planning around labor and delivery, while keeping the emphasis on flexibility. That makes the content more useful than purely inspirational material, because it connects planning to real-world circumstances. Readers are not simply told to be positive. They are helped to think through what they may need and how to communicate it. In a category full of either clinical detail or emotional reassurance, this middle ground is one of the book's most relevant contributions. Lastly, postpartum recovery and newborn care extend the book beyond birth, unlike pregnancy-only guides. This book continues into the first 3 months after birth, which gives it a more complete view of the transition into motherhood. That extension is significant because many first-time parents discover that the hardest adjustments begin after delivery, when recovery, infant care, sleep disruption, and feeding challenges overlap. By including postpartum guidance, the book acknowledges that birth is not the endpoint of the journey, but the beginning of a different phase with its own demands. The focus on emotional health, healing the body after childbirth, and newborn care makes the book especially practical for readers who want continuity rather than a book that stops at labor. This also improves its usefulness as a reference during a period when new parents often have little time to search for separate resources. The book stands out by treating postpartum as essential rather than optional, which reflects a more realistic understanding of early motherhood. In conclusion, this book is best suited for first-time pregnant readers who want a concise, structured, and reassuring guide that follows them from conception through the first months after birth. It will be especially useful for those who feel overwhelmed by dense pregnancy manuals, conflicting online advice, or overly clinical explanations. The main benefit is clarity. The week-by-week layout makes it easier to understand what is happening in the body, what questions matter now, and how to prepare for the next stage. It also offers practical value beyond pregnancy by covering labor planning, recovery, and early newborn care in one continuous arc. Compared with many books in the pregnancy genre, its distinguishing feature is its combination of accessible organization and postpartum coverage. Rather than focusing only on fetal development or only on birth preparation, it connects pregnancy, delivery, and early mothering into a single framework that makes it a strong companion book for readers who want guidance that is useful, readable, and realistically paced. If you would like to support Bryn Hunt Palmer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.